The Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship, presented by P&G, returns to Rogers next week. In addition to the LPGA tournament, the week is full of other community events, including a 5K race and Bite Northwest Arkansas. That's a three-night food festival. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more about how the food component of this golf competition has grown over the past few years.
Event director Harry Hardy says over the last decade, sports events have been paying close attention to the fan experience, and a big part of that is food and beverage on site.
We had seen that trend coming online with sports events, but we wanted to evolve the LPGA week to more than just golf. You know, I think if you're a golf fan, it's great. It's our core customer, our core fan. But, you know, we're challenged to grow this event every year, grow the impact, grow the number of people that are engaging with us. And so food was just the perfect way to go and do that. And, of course, during that time, Northwest Arkansas was really developing this identity as a culinary destination as well across the whole region, Bentonville in particular.
2018 marks the fourth year of this culinary component. After the first year, the event underwent a name change and became Bite Northwest Arkansas.
Octagon, the company I work for, had started some other culinary events in other markets across the country and used the name Bite. And then the venue at the time, we had Bite Silicon Valley. And we've had a couple of others since then. So Bite Northwest Arkansas just kind of stuck. It's a little more edgy. People at first were like, really, Bite? But now it just that's what it's known as. People use that term all the time. So it kind of stuck, caught on, and we've started to build a brand around that. Now we've actually started some Bite Light events that we'll do year-round, kind of pop up 200-300 people to build up to the Bite main event.
Hardy says they hosted a Bite Light event in April, and the goal is to have one every quarter. This year's iteration of Bite Northwest Arkansas will take place at the 8th Street Market in Bentonville. Hardy says the indoor-outdoor event will feature close to 50 exhibitors each night. He says it will be a good cross-section of local restaurants and national brands who do business at Walmart. While the Friday, June 22nd event has already sold out, there are still tickets available for June 20th and 21st.
Thursday is Bite Discover, so very much a focus on the chefs, the ingredients, the education behind cooking. So if you're a foodie, that's really your night. And then Bite Spark is Wednesday night, which is a focus on kind of international cuisine, celebrating the diversity of people here in Northwest Arkansas and the diversity of restaurants that are starting to come online as well.
Hardy says they try to highlight interesting, diverse stories from the local restaurant scene. One of those unique eateries participating in this year's event is Sidewalk Vietnamese Street Food. The restaurant is located in a brightly colored shopping center along West Walnut Street in Rogers. Sous chef Sean Sterling says it's the restaurant's second year to participate in Bite Northwest Arkansas.
Last year we did a 5-spiced braised pork shoulder lettuce wrap. So that was a very big mouthful for the girls to say in front that we're serving it. So this year we're doing something a little simpler. We're doing a chicken wonton nacho. So we're taking that wonton wrapper and frying it like a tortilla chip, and then put the lemongrass chicken on it and like a fresh salad and some sriracha on top.
Sterling grew up in Farmington and went to culinary school in California before spending a year working in kitchens in Australia. Sterling was earning a history degree in college when he decided to switch gears and become a chef. He says he loves the creativity of cooking.
I love seeing the process of how something comes together. Obviously, it started with me eating. I love to eat, first of all. I come from a family of eaters, so when I got in college, I had to cook for myself, so I just started with basic things, and then I'll go out to eat somewhere, and I'd eat something, and I'd look it up, be like, oh, how is this made? And then, so it kind of just went from there.
Sidewalk opened about 2 years ago, and Sterling has been there from the start. Today, they've developed a unique menu, and one of their most popular offerings is the smoked pork belly fries.
The beef is very good. There's another soup, mee wonton. It's got like shrimp and pork in it. That's, I would say, very traditional. And then we have bowls, like rice bowls. We sell a lot of those. That's basically what I make. I work on the grill. So we got lemongrass chicken, shrimp, short ribs, tofu. Tofu is very popular for all the vegetarians. Banh mi sandwiches, those are very good. Steamed buns, the bao buns, those are good. And then another unique thing is the lava rocks. I've never seen that around here. So it's basically a 800-degree rock, and we basically give you some shrimp or steak, and we bring it out to your table on this plank, and you cook it yourself.
As the Northwest Arkansas culinary scene continues to grow, Sterling says he hopes to see more diversity.
I would say different types of restaurants, because that's when you live in a bigger city like LA, you can go have Ethiopian food, you can go have Greek food, you can go have ramen. So that's what I liked about living in the bigger cities, you can try different things. So I would say, and that's part of like this restaurant, is people being accepting to trying new things. So they're being successful, so I think other concepts are seeing that and they're opening around us. So yeah, it's exciting.
You can sample the current diversity of the region's culinary scene next week during Bite Northwest Arkansas. Tickets are $30 a night, and more information is available at bitenwa.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.